Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. A cup of water, it would seem, is not terribly valuable. It's made up of two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. It seems so ordinary, it seems so common. After all, a large portion of the earth is covered with it. But it can unlock the life-giving harvest of a planted seed. It can bring healing to the sick and comfort to the dying. It can revive the tired, the faded, the exhausted. Or consider a piece of bread. We know that it is the most basic of foods, but it can hardly be considered a feast. But when it's shared lovingly and gratefully with the hungry, the poor, or the forgotten, a single piece of bread becomes the banquet of heaven. It becomes a means of feeding both body and soul. And finally, consider a single flower. It may not seem like much, but one rose given by one lover to another, even a dandelion given by a child to his or her mother, says, "I love you," more eloquently than the most beautiful sonnet, more than the most elaborate bouquet. A cup of water, a piece of bread, a single flower, all of them in themselves don't seem to be much of anything. They're so simple, so ordinary, so mundane, and yet each one can manifest in its own way, in its own time, compassion, forgiveness, and love, all of which find their origin in God. The mystery of the Incarnation, that is, God being born among us as a human being like ourselves, is that nothing is so secular that it cannot be made sacred. Nothing is so mundane that it cannot be made heavenly. Nothing is so ordinary that it cannot be an instrument of the love of God. In becoming human in the person of Jesus, God makes holy our humanness. In taking on our human nature, God sanctified, that is, made holy, our very lives. When we become a means of God's love to others in our world, when we open ourselves to be vehicles and instruments of God's active presence in our world, then we become holy as well. May all that we hold, all that we touch, and all that we are help to make the world realize that the true miracle of the Incarnation is that we and our world are holy and sacred in the eyes of our Creator. May that realization help us to live lives worthy of the legacy that is ours in being created by God and in the image and likeness of God.